Jerry Bader Show, 1022. Two words I don't think I've ever said ever on the Jerry Bader Show. Justin Bieber. Do you think I've ever said his name before? It's possible, huh? As a punchline of a joke, maybe. Beyond that, Yes, this happened. Speaking of punchline to a joke, this did happen. While in China, Justin Bieber wanted to check out the Great Wall, but apparently he didn't want to walk the stairs up to the Great Wall. A photo surfaced on Twitter showing the teenage pop icon perched atop his bodyguard's shoulders as they carry him up the steep steps. In the shot, two bystanders can be seen looking down from above, seemingly stunned by the star's approach. Not that we can blame them. Unbelievable. Perhaps even more surprising, however, is the fact Bieber's fans don't seem very put off by his behavior. Only Justin would have somebody carry him up the Great Wall of China. Oh, man. Several people approved of it. Then one tweeted, "Justin, dude, you actually ask people to carry you? Someone's going a little diva, I see." I don't know of any diva that would do that. What a loser. I mean, he knew that people were going to see this. Going back to the previous topic. All right. Want to mention some things about the ongoing debate in Washington. Some of you heard it, some of you didn't. We had Reid Ribble on this morning, and he talked about bills that Republicans are trying to force Democrats to vote on. Among them was the one to open up the World War II Veterans Memorial. So vets of the greatest war, of the greatest generation, wouldn't have to storm the barricades, as some folks, I think was it from Mississippi, did yesterday. Because there are these honor flights coming in all the time. And apparently Democrats wouldn't go along with even that. However, some Republican members of Congress helped them yesterday move the barricades. What Republicans are trying to do is really highlight here what this is all about. There's an unpopular tax on medical devices that helps fund Obamacare. It is wildly unpopular. Wildly. But they won't even vote to repeal that. Well, how are you going to pay for Obamacare? You're going to have to make up that money that that tax would generate. But that tax stifles innovation and sends jobs overseas. Democrats hate it. These are the votes that Republicans want to get on the record. And these are the types of things they should be doing during this shutdown. Look, this is how unreasonable Democrats are being. They wanted this shutdown. And they did, by the way. They think this is a political winner for them, and they wanted it, which is why they would be unbending and not negotiate. Also, and we mentioned this yesterday during the show when we had Ron Johnson on, Tammy Baldwin's website and offices are closed. Ron Johnson's are open. Several others in the Wisconsin delegation are open. Democrat Ron Kind's offices are open. And I looked around. Dick Durbin's office open. Joe Manchin. Senator Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota, considered a blue dog, her offices are closed. She had basically the same message that Baldwin did on her web page. Due to a lapse in government funding, federal law and Senate rules require that my website and Senate offices shut down. Really? If they require that, how come other offices are open? I sincerely apologize for the inconvenience. Please know I am working with my congressional colleagues to find a responsible way to end the shutdown as soon as possible. No, you're not. Then I want to share this with you. This goes back to the strategy of the shutdown. Let me say in advance, I don't agree with all of this. But I think some of it is very interesting. Michael Gerson in the Washington Post. If you can judge people by the quality of their enemies, one quality shared by many opponents of the Tea Party is their conservatism. Like many ideological factions, Tea Party activists display a special intensity in fighting the near enemy, other elements of the right that don't share their tactics. President Obama may be their ultimate foe, but conservative pragmatists are their rivals, and rivals are the more immediate problem. So the Senate Conservative Fund runs ads against Jeff Flake, Richard Burr, and other solid Senate conservatives for opposing a counterproductive strategy to defund Obamacare. The circle of Tea Party purity is drawn so tightly that it excludes Senators Tom Coburn, Jeff Sessions, John Cornyn, some of the most reliably conservative members of Congress. Ideological conflict between Republican factions is, of course, nothing new. The modern conservative movement arose in opposition to Eisenhower Republicanism, which it regarded as ideologically compromised. Ronald Reagan challenged and defeated Rockefeller Republicanism, and seldom has a political defeat been more complete. But Reagan still viewed the Republican Party as a coalition, not as a faction. During the Obama era, Republican ideological conflicts have intensified. The latest round began with a typical, largely healthy revolt against leaders such as House Speaker John Boehner and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who were viewed as tired and uncreative, though easier to criticize than replace. The young guns, including Representatives Paul Ryan and Eric Cantor, would finally take on Medicare reform and push big questions about the role of government in American life. This involved political risks, but had the virtue of intellectual seriousness. In other words, challenging the Republican establishment status quo. Tea Party populism, however, moved quickly beyond this point. We are no longer seeing a revolt against the Republican leadership or even against the Republican establishment. This revolt is against anyone who accepts the constraints of political reality. Conservatives are excommunicated not for holding the wrong convictions, but for rational calculations in service of those convictions. What explains this development? Some of this is a reaction to the unique provocation of Obamacare. Tea Party activists assert that the launch of health insurance subsidies and exchanges will cause immediate and pervasive entitlement addiction, creating a permanent new class of Democratic voting clients of the state. It seems more likely that Americans will see the flaws of a hastily and poorly designed system and express their displeasure in midterm elections. But the notion that the character of the country is about to suddenly change helps explain the state of emergency in Tea Party circles. Then he gets to the real point. And these ideas do have some resonance among conservative activists who are convinced that Republicans lost recent presidential elections because their candidates lack combativeness. At least, the argument goes, Ted Cruz has some backbone. It is the political expression of pent-up anger. If we're going to fight, says Michelle Bachmann, we need to fight now. Few believe any longer that Republicans will be able to defund Obamacare in this session of Congress. It's the fight that counts. This is a word that crops up frequently in Tea Party discourse. Not winning, not strategy, not consequences, the fight. I want to spend a few minutes on that after the news. It's 10:30.
The Jerry Bader Show.